You know, there's a topic that if we had been having this conversation 4 years ago, we probably wouldn't have devoted much attention to that, but that is inevitable now, even as fracking. Let me ask you each a question about fracking. Linda, I'll start with you on this one. Do you think, would a President Romney think the dangers of fracking are being overstated by its opponents?
He thinks they're being overstated by some opponents. He thinks they need to be studied. There needs to be something less than 14 different government agencies trying to coordinate its regulation and its oversight, as this president has proposed. This is a technological issue that we can manage. Are there needs for standards, best practices? Yes. Is it better done at the state or the federal level? I think that's an open question. But we have a number of states now, like Pennsylvania, like Ohio. Fracking has been done for 40 years. It's being done in different ways now, higher horsepower, different purposes. It's being done in horizontal well drilling. So it needs to be studied. There are serious issues, but it can be managed like any other technological challenge, and we need to get on with it rather than tie ourselves in knots and let people be misinformed.
Dan, go ahead and respond.
Yeah.
I'll ask you
I do want to respond. I think the president has stepped right up. It's fracking and shale gas is a big opportunity. There's a lot of gas there. He's put together an interagency task force to get the federal government well organized. He inherited an administration that hadn't been well organized in that way. The president of the American Gas Association has been quite complimentary about that interagency task force, number one. Number two, he said we need to have some transparency about the fluids that are being used, the fracking fluids. And so a standard is being set to do that, so people in the vicinity of that have some better information. And then putting some limits on the toxics that can be released from these fracking wells. I think that's a very straightforward approach to this. And I think putting this the right standards in place, getting the federal government better organized, I think we can move forward. Might we have problems? We might, and we've got to guard against those because we could really see a setback. And we've had that problem with other energy technologies when accidents have occurred. And the last thing I think we need is to have a big problem occur in a fracking operation and really lose public support for this technology when we're staring at a massive, massive natural gas resource that could be good for this country.
Do the benefits of fracking outweigh the risks? And would you predict that if there were a second Obama term, there would be more fracking or less fracking over the next 4 years?
I think if carefully developed, as I think this administration is doing, the benefits outweigh the risks. And I think if the president is reelected, you will see continued good support for fracking and trying to get at this very, very large natural gas resource that has helped to drive down natural gas prices from over $10 a thousand cubic feet to a little over $2 a thousand cubic feet, which has done wonderful things for our economy and for our industry in this country.
Your response?
I hope that's right, and I think it is, because I just want to clarify that this isn't just about gas, as I suspect you know. This is about oil. This is the Bakken in North Dakota. It is the same type of technology that's being used to make us now the third largest producer of oil in the world, and make us within imagination, which is something I never expected in my life. After people said we are in an inevitable decline of oil, we may be self-sufficient in oil by 2020 if this technology is managed. And you know, the one thing I didn't hear again, and Dan, is any reference to the states. This is all going to be managed out of Washington, and I think that's going to be a big difference in the way this is going forward.
Well, let me be clear on that. The way EPA does its regulation, as you know, Linda, is there are programs that it's given that states can take over and manage, depending upon the direction Congress gives EPA. That's the way these are set up. These programs can be. I don't know the details in this specific situation, but in many programs, the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, EPA can then hand its authority over to the states to manage a program. I will also add, another reason we've got to do a good job at fracking is that fracking also has application in the geothermal area. There's a very exciting technology being backed by the venture capital industry strongly, where you can go down and extract vast amounts of heat deep underground. So we've got to get this right. And that's why I think good standards, good interagency cooperation, good coordination with the states is important, and I think we're doing that.